Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Sandy C from Catch the Wave, Save a Life radio show here in Maui, Hawaii, and a beautiful rainforest of haiku. Thank you all for tuning in today. I'm super excited about today. We're raising awareness on this World Malaria Day. So we're going to talk about some really great statistics on the impact we're making that we're making around the world so far. And then also we're going to talk about how you can help with this disease that is killing children every 2 minutes around the world. So our mission is to end malaria with the tools that we have here at World Impact Solutions, and we're going to get more into that in a few minutes. And I've got my co-host on board, Michael Smith. Thank you so much for tuning in with me today and joining me.
Good morning, Sandy. Great to be here. Just after 1 o'clock here.
Good morning.
I wish I was next to you there in the studios in haiku, but I'm happy. It's a beautiful day in Texas as well. But thanks for having me on again. And
yes, it is great
that today's show happens to fall on World Malaria Day, an international day that highlights that disease. And you're right, there has been tremendous progress since 2000, really. Around the year 2000, the world came together with WHO and UNICEF and the United Nations and many nations, and people like Bono and Bill Gates Foundation really kind of came together. And since 2000, there has been tremendous success, and to the point where we've actually saved the world, over 6.5 million children from dying of malaria just based on the decline in new cases around the world.
Mm.
But we still have a ways to go, but there's a lot of hope and there's a lot of anticipation that we can, our generation, you and me and the world, can actually eradicate malaria from the world in our generation. Europe now is malaria-free as of January of this year. There's no new cases in Europe being reported. There's a plus. That being said, Sandy, yes, there is still work to do. 90% of all the new cases of malaria are in sub-Saharan Africa. Africa is where the most of the cases are reported. It's where most of the deaths, the majority of the deaths are reported, as you said, every 2 minutes. A child dies of malaria still, but that's down from, oh my gosh, millions. So we're making progress, but I think today we'll highlight it. I've been seeing amazing reports and reading a lot about what is going on in the world with organizations. You and I play a big role too.
Mm-hmm.
What we do, we actually folks market and sell one of the top quality, long-lasting insecticide net that can last up between 3 and 5 years. And we market that product. The company that we represent, or we represent as an affiliate marketers, is World Impact Solutions. It's a great company that actually deals with three areas in children's deaths, unclean water and malnutrition. But today we're going to be highlighting the insecticide net. And most recently, World Impact Solutions delivered 1,000 nets to Haiti with an organization in Haiti, and did some instructing with the orphanages there and orphans on how to use it, World Impact Solutions is an amazing company, and Sandy and I both, I don't mean to speak for you, Sandy, but I think you agree. We both really know that that's the company we wanted to be a part of as to market for, because of the integrity they have, the quality of their products, and their distribution partners, their distribution network. Those 1,000 nets that they delivered to Haiti were given based on what we do as affiliate marketers and sell them. So today, folks, if you're listening to this show, we really want to encourage you to go to Sandy's website, which is catchthewavehawaii.com, click on World Impact Solutions, and then click on products, and see what you can do to help us send more nets all over the world, primarily to South and Central America right now is where they are focusing on. Because these nets also, while we are focusing on malaria, Zika is becoming a huge, huge issue around the world, primarily in South and Central America. So World Impact Solution, I understand, is focusing on there. They haven't forgot about Africa, but right now we're focusing on sending more and more nets through Central and South America so we can really use your help, folks, in sending those nets.
Mm-hmm.
There's different variety of ways you can do that. You can buy nets in increments of four. So you go in there and buy 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, or you can buy 100 nets one time, or you can do it reoccurring monthly if you can't afford right now to do 20 nets. You can do 4 nets every month for 2 months, 3 months, 9 months, or a year, or one time purchase as well. But I'd encourage you, go to Sandy's site today. Am I saying that right, Sandy? Your website.
It's catchthewavehawaii.com. That is correct. Yeah, definitely check out the website. I'm going to write up a blog article today about malaria, just to focus on World Malaria Day. So I am going to put something out sometime today, and I'll be posting that as well. I love that it's an international effort that we are that around the world, everyone is raising awareness about this problem that's still around, and we're really trying very hard to eradicate it for good, and everybody can get involved. So it's not just for a special group of people to help, but we need everyone's help and participation in this, it's very easy, like you said. You know, World Impact Solutions sells nets, 4 nets for $50. So you'll be impacting 4 families for $50, and that is really huge, because that it might be a family of 4, but then you think about their extension of their family who could possibly utilize these 2, and you know, really help a community and a village in some area that's really being impacted by this disease. So we really want to encourage you to get involved today, you know, with World Malaria Day, and raise your voice and share things on social media about it so that people can realize that this is still a problem around the world, and everybody needs to get involved to help eradicate this disease. So I'm just kind of looking at a website here, and it was interesting. You know, it's funny. I did not know that World Malaria Day was today until less than a week ago. I wanted to do some research about malaria more, and you know, we're planning on going to Africa in October in Ethiopia, me and Michael, and maybe a couple other people if they want to join us. I just thought about it, you know, I said, well, I'm going to Africa, there's malaria there, what do I need to do to protect myself, and just get information. I stumbled upon the fact that today was World Malaria Day. So it was a total God thing. He just directed me that way, and we wanted to do this special show to raise awareness for World Malaria Day. So for those of you who are listening out there, if you just hashtag World Malaria Day, you're going to see a ton of information out there. People already promoting it at the end of last week, getting ready to gear up to raise awareness about today and what today means. So if you're sitting out there, I want you to do a search for hashtag World Malaria Day. You're going to see a lot of information out there that's great articles, just great ways to just raise awareness about this issue that's still plaguing our world and killing children every 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's preventable and it's stoppable, but we all need to get involved and purchase these nets so that World Impact Solutions can send them around the world and save lives. So go to my website, catchthewavehawaii.com. To learn more, you'll see my page there, World Impact Solutions. There's a ton of information there. And then there's links to my website on how you can make a purchase for these nets. Also, if you're listening to the show and you'd like to call in and just say hi, the number is 347 508-560-8692. Please call in and ask any questions that you may have. We are here to answer those questions. I'm also on Twitter right now at Sandy C. Maui. I'm actually tweeting out there the fact that I am live right now on Blog Talk Radio. So if you're seeing that on Twitter, please give me a shout-out on Twitter. I'm watching my feed right now. And just look forward to hearing from you. And then like Michael said, you know, Michael, I want you to talk about when you grew up in Africa. And, I mean, you have literally seen children die from this disease. So I want you to talk a little bit about how that impacted you and share a little bit of your story.
Well, thanks, Sandy. And, boy, gosh, I could talk for hours. But and briefly, I was, and I call it blessed, as a child, I was 10 years old, lived in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia for almost 4 years, between the ages of 10 and almost 5 years of age, or 15 years of age. But yes, and back then, of course, the progress hasn't taken place. This is 1960, guys, and they were dying every few seconds of malaria across Africa, and malaria was in all countries. And by the way, 3.2 billion people on the planet are still susceptible to malaria. There's only a few areas, as I mentioned, Europe, and we here in the United States have been blessed since the late 1950s to be malaria-free. But I grew up in Africa. We took trips down with missionaries down literally, I think, back like Indiana Jones, going in a Land Rover across just no roads for a day and a half, and then down a river for another day and a half on a canoe, and to areas where literally malaria was just rampant back in those days. And it did impact me, even as a young 12, 13-year-old boy. And then I started going back to Africa and Ethiopia about 12 years ago on a regular basis. And my heart stays over there, at least a portion of my heart stays in East Africa. And today, in 2008, was in an area about 3.5 hour drive west of Addis Ababa in an area heavily jungle and heavy malaria area where children, literally the majority of the children in the villages we are visiting had malaria and were dying on a, maybe not a daily basis, but it wasn't a huge village, but definitely a few children a week and more than a month were dying. And dozens were being evaluated with or being diagnosed with malaria. So malaria nets are the number one thing that we can do in those areas in Africa and in Haiti and in South America to help stop this. Mosquitoes primarily feed at night. And so if the family and the children can be under these nets at night, their chances drops dramatically of getting malaria. But my heart's in Africa. I can't wait to take Sandy there in October. It's her first trip over there. And I got a pretty good hunch, Sandy, part of your heart's going to get left there when you come back, too. It won't be your last trip to Africa, I promise you. Yeah. Thanks for letting
me.
These nets today, worldwide, between the United Nations and our little low Sandy and I, we're a small little group of folks, and we've got a group in Colorado that are helping us sell some nets today. But our little group, combined with everybody else, they really believe that today enough nets can be sold and donated around the world. They're looking at between 2 and 3 million nets just today, between organizations around the country. And we, our little World Impact Solutions that we represent, we think we can sell 100 nets today. And so I'd encourage you, please go to Sandy's website and just open your hearts. Think about what 4 nets for $50 can literally do, change the whole dynamics and direction of a family. Literally, these can change the dynamics of that family and obviously change the life of a child forever. And we can eradicate malaria for good. we can. We know we can. We just have to do it. So.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you were talking about that, I thought of.
And I'll be up for
it. Go ahead.
Sandy, we know that by helping us sell these nets today, and then we're going to, World Impact Solutions will give those nets away. It will also help Sandy in her journey to go to Ethiopia and serve in Ethiopia and serve these children that she wants to go see and serve the children that she has her heart for. So this will also help Sandy personally, and I would love for you guys to help her in getting to Ethiopia in October by buying these nets. So if you can buy 4, if you can buy 8, buy 12, buy 20, buy as many as you can, and it will save children's lives today. And let's make an impact in our world. And we've got the solution, don't we?
Yeah, when you were talking about thinking about the nets, you know, the nets are really big. I've actually seen one. We have one here on Maui, and the nets are huge. You know, and if you think about that, if it could cover a family of 4, you know, one net, and you buy 4 nets, you're actually saving 16 lives. So that's huge. That's an amazing impact. For $50, you can actually, for a family of 4 per net, you could save 16 lives. So, I mean, that is not much on the grander scale of how many lives that you're saving with one purchase of $50. So, really want to encourage all of you out there. I'm going to make my purchase today to contribute to this cause. And we want to encourage all of you to do whatever you can to help us get these nets around the world. Like Michael said, you know, you make the purchase and then we send them out and give them to a family in need. We do have co-venture partners on the ground in different locations that actually distribute these and make sure they get into the hands of a child. You can learn more about that at the website. Go to catchthewavehawaii.com and then click on World Impact Solutions, and you can learn more about the co-venture partners that we have in place that actually are helping us distribute these items to the critical areas that are in need. So just want to really encouraged by what I'm hearing, really encouraged by the impact that everybody is already making out there in regards to buying nets. A net is such a simple thing when you think about the grander scale of someone dying from a mosquito bite, you know. So it is, I can't even wrap my brain around it. I live here in the rainforest in Haiku. We have mosquitoes all the time, and they bite. And in some of these places, people don't have the luxury to run inside or set up a citronella candle or whatever to combat those little bugs, you know. So when you're in a place that's vulnerable where you don't have any kind of protection at all, even running into a little maybe shack or whatever, or little tiki thing, whatever they may have, grass hut to run inside, those things can still get in there. So they're not able to protect themselves at all. But with these nets, they can protect themselves and keep them safe from the harms of these little mosquitoes that can cause malaria, that can actually bring death to someone. So just want to encourage you out there to do that. Michael, I'm going to hand it over to you and let you talk a little bit. We have about 11 minutes left, so I'll let you go ahead.
I love to. And let me talk a little bit more about the net itself. Over the last 15 years, again, going back to 2000, when the world had came together to really set a goal to end malaria, the nets have improved 1,000% over back then. And the net that we market, this long, it's an LLIN net, long-lasting insecticide net. And it's a net, if you see that, with any organization that uses our nets are UNICEF approved. It's actually UNICEF helped develop the net. And it is amazing, Sandy, as you know, insecticide net means that they've treated that net with a type of insecticide that if the mosquito lands on the outside of the net at night, it literally kills the mosquito. However, a baby on the inside of a net can grab the net, put it in its mouth, and chew on it, and it won't affect the baby at all. It's just an amazing, amazing product, Ned. I don't know where it was developed or who developed it and in what country, but what a blessing it has done around the world. And these nets, and they're long-lasting, 3 to 5 years if maintained properly. So, and the insecticide lasts that long on the net. Isn't that amazing? And so, guys, it is eradicating malaria. While 90% of the new cases, there are still 200 million new cases of malaria reported every year, down from many, many, many more than that over the last 15 years. But 200 million new cases a year are a lot of new cases, and we need to get that down to 100 million, 50 million, 25 million, and eventually zero. And that child that's dying every 2 minutes, dying literally of every 2 minutes of malaria, which, by the way, vast majority are under the age of five, we need to get that down to every 5 minutes, every 10 minutes, every hour, every day, every week, month, to eventually zero children dying of malaria. And we can do it. We know we can do it worldwide if we come together. So really encourage you folks today on this World Malaria Day to reach deep, talk to your family, talk to your kids, talk to your spouses, pray about it, and just see what you can do that you can make literally an impact on an entire family, as Sandy said, but definitely on the children. We focus, Sandy and I have focused our lives and dedication to saving children around the world. And today we're focusing on the malaria side of it. So, and I just think about that child. That's a number, a child every 2 minutes. As we're on here for 30 minutes today, how many children have died since we started this show around the world?
60 they have, children.
That is, to me, unacceptable. It's heartbreaking. Yes. And I'm seeing a mother right now or a father right now holding that baby in its arms somewhere in the world, Uganda, Ethiopia, Kenya, wherever, Haiti, Brazil, any, Colombia. But they're holding that baby right now. 60 families in the last 30 minutes have lost a child. And we can stop it. We have the solution to stop it. That's what's so, for me, on one hand, frustrating, but it's on the other hand, motivating. It motivates me to go out and sell these nets. And when I get off this show, I'm going to talk to some businesses today, business owners, and see what they can do. As a business, can they buy 100 nets today? Can they buy 50? Or can they buy two, buy four? And just no amount is too small, no amount is too large. But I'm dedicated today to selling, and I started actually Saturday. I started selling nets. I made this a 3-day event. Today's the day. Where are we? Running out of time? We got a few more minutes.
We got about six minutes.
CatchTheWaveHawaii.com. It's an amazing website. Read some of her blogs. Sandy's blogs are just heartwarming and exciting. Her whole website is just so cool. But today, make sure you don't leave that website without clicking on World Impact Solutions and looking at that part of her life and part of her world. And let's help Sandy get to Ethiopia. Let's help Sandy save some children today and impact some families today by purchasing 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24, whatever you can do with your family. Purchase some nets today. And she'll appreciate it. We are on a mission, and we're going to continue to be on a mission. When we go to Ethiopia, it's not I'm going to make sure I show her some of the ancient parts of Ethiopia. It's one of the oldest, if not the oldest, Christian country in the world. And I'm going to show her some great sites, but we are also going to serve many, many children. And on some of our future shows, we'll talk about the ministries we're going to be working with over there. And all of them are ministries, not most, all the ministries that we've chosen to visit and work with people on the ground are children-related ministries, because that's children are what matter in Africa. And 5,000 children a day are dying in Africa of totally preventable causes. And so we can make a difference, guys. And I yes. want to be optimistic. I want to motivate you. I don't want to discourage you. Or this isn't about the 60 children. What is about the 60 children that have died in the last 30 minutes? But it's about the 60 we can save today. The millions we can save today around the world, working together with all these other organizations to get these nets spread out into the world and save not 60, but 160,000 today or a million today. So, Catch the Wave, Hawaii.com. Go there now, guys. I'm telling you, it's a great website. I love your website. Can't wait to read your blog.
I'm gonna write a little blog about that today, and just encourage people to jump on board with me, and
wonderful.
You know, catch the wave and save a life, and just very very excited about going to Africa and visiting some of these ministries. Make Your Mark, also partners with Ethiopia,
yes.
Going to be,
yes.
And then there's another one called One Love Something.
One Child
I
Campaign.
Can't think of it. Yeah, it's
one
child
campaign,
but there's No Ordinary Love. Yeah, there's another one called No Ordinary Love, yeah, that I've been looking at too. So just really excited about going out there and just sharing my story and the journey as we get there. Also, I am I'm selling T-shirts as well to raise funds, but make sure to buy those nets today. It does help me get to Ethiopia and Africa in October. So if anybody who's listening to this is a recorded show, so you can replay it and listen back. Also share with your friends to raise awareness about World Malaria Day. And if you have any questions for me or would like to get in touch with me, you can find me at Twitter at Sandy C, that's the letter C, Maui. Sandy C. Maui on Twitter, on Instagram. Also, if you just go to Facebook, and type in Sandy C. Maui, you can find me that way too. If you are at Google and you type in Sandy C. Maui, you're going to find everything that I do there. So I'm very easy to find. You can also call me if you want and have more questions. My number is 808-269-7923. If I don't pick up right away, please leave a message and I will return your call as soon as possible. Also, do go to the website, catchthewavehawaii.com, 4 nets for $50. That's 4 nets for $50, and you can really make a huge impact today. It doesn't take much. $50 is honestly these days not very much money, but you can impact 4 lives with that $50 today. So I want to just encourage you to do so. Michael, thank you so much for just sitting
You're
with
welcome.
Me today and just sharing the information that you have. I know you've been just doing tons of research on this, and I appreciate your input. And we're on a mission for World Impact
Solutions. We certainly are.
To sell these products and move them into places around the world so that lives can be changed, lives can have hope again. In very hopeless situations, and if you really think about it, the smile on a child's face when you're handing a net over to them puts them at ease with a lot of things that they're probably dealing with, just trying to keep these bugs off of them. So
you
really
right.
want to encourage you what kind of impact that's making when those nets are delivered to these people, and what joy it brings to their heart and relief brings to their lives just from a very simple thing that would just cover them and protect them from something that they could die from. So just thank you so much for
Sandy,
tuning in.
Yeah. I was going to say, I posted today a picture of a cute little boy in Haiti getting a net from World Impact Solutions on my Twitter account. You can follow me at J. Michael Smith or JMS Ventures. And this little boy is holding this big net or the bag. It's just adorable. But thinking how that little boy's life has changed. And also, real quickly,
yes.
I'll give back to a big shout-out to Sandra and Jillian and Robin who purchased nets. And looking at my website, my back, and I'm seeing purchases back there. So people are, and God bless you guys. We can't thank you enough for reaching into your heart and helping save and buying these nets. We need to sell many, many more of those. So thank you, Sandy, for having me again, as always. And you have a wonderful Aloha Day. I'll let you close up the show.
Okay, sounds good. Well, we will be back next Monday, 8 o'clock Hawaii Standard Time right here. Check out your local times for listings. And tune back in next week. We've got some amazing shows coming up over the next few weeks. So do make sure to tune in. And we thank you, everyone, for your support and everyone who has been giving to the cause. Thank you for Lillian, Shay, for your donation, and Glenda Wild, and my team who's purchasing these nets today. We appreciate it. We love you. And we together we can really change the world here. So
Yep. Thanks
so much for tuning in, guys. We will see you next week, and aloha.
Aloha.